If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll free. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com. Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 for international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
Are you prone to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
1, 2, 3, I was feeling so bad. I asked my family doctor just what I had. I said, doctor, doctor, Mr. MD, doctor, now can you tell me?
Welcome to Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. Here on Herb Talk, we're going to empower you. That's what we like to do. That's what we're going to do. I'm Magical Engineer Frank, and I have a great show. Thanks for joining us on the American Voice Radio Network. We're bumping up to the holiday, Frank. I know everybody's looking forward to Christmas and a little time off and regenerate the juices, and that's I'm going to try this year to do that, the workaholic that I am. So, Frank and I will be right back here again on Thursday the 26th. Yep. That's when we're going to be here, hosting Herb Talk one more time. And then, goodness, then, you know, December's pretty much going to be over. Wow. Well, today on Herb Talk, we're going to be talking about tooth enamel and your teeth and some interesting things. You bite hard? Do you grind your teeth? We're going to talk about that. Also, maybe talking about some cholesterol here, maybe iodine. We got some stuff and a quack report. But before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and semper fi to our righteous men and women in uniform. I'm lifting this nation up in prayer. I'm hitting the knees. I'm seeking the Lord's face. And that's what we all should be doing. So today's devotional puts us in Psalms 107, where it says, "Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. And let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he has redeemed from the hand of the enemy." Oh, boy, do we need redeeming, right? So I'll take it. I will. So mind the time. Seek the Lord's face, mind the time. It grows short, because that is the way. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thank you, Frank. Okay, first up, here's a recent study coming out of the University of Maryland. This was interesting. About temperature, room temperature, and how it affects women and their brains compared to men. And so the difference in temperature affects women more. So the colder the room, the more it affects women. This was a study on women, how they performed in warmer workplaces compared to colder ones, and compare that to the male counterparts. Well, let's just sum it up. The male counterparts like it cooler, right? The women like it warmer, right? So what they found out is that if women are cold, they don't perform as well on tasks or, for instance, tests. If you're taking a test, they said that women perform better if they're not cold. If their hands and feet aren't cold, they perform, they score 23% higher on tests if they're not cold. And, you know, this makes so much sense because warmer rooms, women need to feel warmer. You would think, well, don't they have more body fat? Aren't they supposed to be warm anyway? Well, here's the thing. In one blood of a male's blood, one drop of his blood has 1 million more red blood cells than a female, because the men have more muscle mass to feed. More muscle mass, more blood, more circulation, warmer. They feel warmer. Okay, so it makes sense. It just makes sense. So, yes, women, they need to be toasty. They do. All right, moving along. Last but not least in the quack report, here's something on vitamin B-rich foods boost your overall health. They say avocados, because they have not only fiber but a lot of potassium and magnesium and B vitamins, you actually can get 10% of the B vitamins that you need every day, along with the niacin and riboflavin and folate, if you eat avocados. Also, bananas, of course, we know about the niacin and folate in those. 20% of your daily intake if you take it and have a banana. Of course, beans, legumes, chickpeas, kidney beans, a lot of protein and fiber, but also lots of B vitamins in your beans. You'll get 55% of your daily amount needed if you have beans. And, oh, cantaloupe and papaya. Yummy. Lots of B vitamins in there. Beta carotenes as well. Fish, your seafood, of course. A lot of B vitamins in, they say in mussels, rainbow trout, tuna, wild salmon, B12, is in there. 14 times what you need in those food sources of B12. Also greens. If you're eating asparagus, broccoli, leafy greens, mustard greens, spinach, full of folate helps the body make new cells. And this is key, because we were just talking about how you can regenerate your stem cells. You can make stem cells all by a lot of greens, and one of them was spirulina. Yummy. All right, so mushrooms is on the list. 25% of your daily intake of vitamin B6 and vitamin B5. Nuts and seeds, of course. Lots of B vitamins in there. Usually one serving or about 4 tablespoons will give you 25% of your daily B's there. And potatoes is on the list as well. Either baked potatoes, sweet potatoes, and squash. A lot of omega-3 fatty acids. And, of course, you do get the beta-carotenes out of the pigments in the squash. Anything orange, yellow, that kind of thing, you get a lot of pigments, you'll get the beta-carotene there. So that's how you get the vitamin B-rich foods in nature. So load them up on the grocery list and get certified organic. You pay a little bit more, but it's well worth it to the body. The body will notice, and the body will reward you. And that wraps the quack report. Thank you, Frank. Okay. I don't have to turn cold here, Frank. I'm about to freeze. I'm not kidding. But you know what? They said that we're going to have Christmas Day. It's going to be 68. It's 32 today, but it'll be 68 next week. All right. We're talking about tooth enamel and your health for the first part of the show here. Now, there's a high level of stress today. And it's put our teeth at a greater risk because, you know, we tend to clench when we're under stress. So the natural response when we get under a lot of stress and continuous stress is we clench our jaw and our teeth. And we are more aware of it when we're awake, but also we do it in our sleep. And this clenching can also, you know, several times per night is not good for us. It's not good for our jaw. It's not good for our jaw muscles or our teeth. And often with the clenching comes the grinding of the teeth. And this can produce a lot of cracks and stress fractures in the tooth enamel. Not good. And this puts your teeth at risk of getting abscesses, damaging the nerve, and teeth breaking apart. And then, of course, you got to have dental treatment. And that's not cheap. So we're going to find out how we can help our teeth out, in addition to what maybe dentists and other, health authorities are recommending. So we have to, you know, try to resist our stress. We have to cope with stress better, and I'm going to have some tips on that in a minute. According to researchers at Charité University in Berlin, or is it Charite? Charite. Anyway, they say the strength resistance of your teeth largely is attributed to the dentin, the enamel that's on your teeth. So our bones are made up of living material, and our bones can heal, but our teeth do not do that. They're not like our bones. They can't repair themselves. Wouldn't it be great if they could, you know? So the bulk of the tooth is really made up of this dentin, which is really bone-like material made of mineral nanoparticles. And these particles are embedded in a collagen protein fiber that's tightly connected. And they are built in layers. Think of, you know, I guess making lasagna where you layer the noodles and the cheese and the sauce and all that stuff. So all this highly tight protein fibers with mineral nanoparticles are tightly connected and they're in layers, making the teeth really strong. Now, researchers are looking for ways to make our teeth crack resistant. Wow. Frank, what do you think of that? Your teeth are crack resistant. So researchers at the Israel Institute are using what is called microbeams, and they're mapping the cross pattern of the protein fibers to have a better understanding of its biostructure. But they're also using the microbeam in a way to stimulate stress, on teeth that aren't in human mouths, but, you know, just they extract them from, I guess, cadavers. But they're using the biobeam to stimulate stress for experimental purposes and then analyze the minerals in the teeth. How does the teeth react? How do the teeth react? So laboratories in Germany and France were also sent a lot of results to review, and here's what they discovered. This is Dr. Paul Zelensky. He's with Julius Wolt Institute in Berlin. He said this: when the collagen fibers shrink and attach mineral particles, okay, when they shrink and attach mineral particles, they become increasingly compressed. They found that changes in humidity causes stress to appear in the mineral particles of the collagen fibers. So when the tooth is in its compressed state, it prevents cracks. And the crack can't reach the tooth inner area and damage the tooth or the nerve pulp of the tooth. So humidity, affects whether how strong your tooth is if it's crack resistant. Humidity, Frank, did you know that? I did not know that. They also found that the tight mineral protein link is destroyed by heat. You get a lot of heat. So it makes you wonder, you know, soups, hot coffee, you know, what are we doing, right? So when the dentin in the teeth are heated, they become much weaker. And this will explain why artificial tooth replacements really don't perform as well due to the lack of these mechanics that are found in natural teeth. And all this research got published in the 2015 issue of Nano Letters. All right, so, Frank says he's read that brushing your teeth with natural unperfumed soap will promote enamel growth. I never heard that, Frank. Anybody try that? Do you know of anybody that's done it and it's happened for them? They got strong teeth. I just know plant proteins, calcium, very beneficial. Very beneficial. And we were talking about, you know, the protein fibers here in the minerals and they're embedded in the fiber, the enamel of your teeth. So we're going to talk about some things that'll help rebuild your dentin on your teeth in just a minute. He says there were a lot of testimonials that he was reading on that. Unperfumed soap. Well, I have to wonder about, you know, when you have all these dental procedures, you know, when they're wanting to cure, adhesives that they use in dental procedures, and they have that blue light, and then they have all those whitening chemicals to whiten the teeth, and they make the teeth really fragile. And you have to wonder, well, you know, was there a heat in that process? I don't know. I don't go for artificial whitening of teeth, so chemicals can create heat, though. All right, let's talk about some early stress, too, because another study from Emory University in 2010, they found that if we experience stress early in our life, it can shorten our lifespan. So they looked at teeth that they discovered a kind of connection here. What they did is they examined teeth from prehistoric remains, and it provided real strong physical evidence that if there was a defect in tooth enamel early in life, the person would die about 15.4 years sooner. So you cut off 15 years. So the research did get published in the Journal of Evolutionary Anthropology. And here's what anthropologist George Armegalos says. He says, teeth are like a snapshot into the past. Since the chronology of the enamel development is well known, it is possible to determine the age at which a physiological disruption occurred. The evidence is indisputable. He goes on to say, tooth remains can give us information on diet, disease, and other data. The tooth enamel can give us a portrait of the physiological events because the enamel is secreted in a particular ring-like fashion starting from the second trimester of fetal development. Disruptions are evident and can be caused by disease, malnutrition, or stress. Shows up in the grooves on the tooth surface. Wow, like a roadmap, you know. Well, I knew they could, like, tell sex of people sometimes by their teeth or their age, at least. Well, let's get to that grinding part. Do you know anybody that grinds their teeth in their sleep, Frank? I have a few family members that do that. So, researchers at Biomed Central in London, UK found that you may be at risk of grinding and gashing your teeth while you sleep. It's called bruxism. That's what they call it. So if you are trying to cope with constant stress, they're saying you're going to probably be a tooth grinder. They noted that the stress that people are coping with may seem difficult. They perceive unable to escape it. And the nightly grinding and gashing of the teeth can actually damage the teeth and a lot more. Very bad for oral health. So it can cause tooth sensitivity. It can cause tooth wearing. It can cause looseness of teeth, and the teeth can shift. It can produce jaw pain, tooth fracture, tightening of the jaw muscles, and risk of tooth loss. So, Frank said when he was a kid, he opened beer caps with his teeth. Well, you know, I was told never to use your teeth like a tool. You know, so you don't use your teeth to tear open a bag. You shouldn't do any of that. I'm sure that probably didn't help you out there. opening beer caps that way. Wow. Arr. Well, let's look at what Myra Garicki, she's with Hendrik Hein University in Germany. She says bruxing, or tooth grinding, is not associated with age or sex or education level, but it is more common in people who claim to experience daily stress and some sort of trouble in their lives. They feel really anxious. So, it was suggested by the research team that those who exhibit the most severe teeth grinding are dealing with high or constant stress and may not be coping with it adequately. Instead of dealing with the stress in a positive and responsible way, they may prefer to escape the stress as much as they can using addictive substances, marijuana, alcohol, street drugs, or whatever. So this research did get published in the March 2010 Journal of Head and Face Medicine. Let's just take a little peek at anxiety and stress for just a minute. The American Friends of Tel Aviv University produced a report that if you bite your nails, you're more prone to grinding your teeth. I totally agree with that. If you're an anxious person, they attributed it to behaviors of anxiety disorders, and the types of disorders most likely to produce these types of symptoms would be post-traumatic stress disorder, obsessive compulsive disorder, panic attack disorder, and social anxiety disorder. So according to their report, it is pretty much the social anxiety stress which can elevate the risk of grinding teeth by as much as 43%. And so we should keep in mind, you know, that alcohol consumption can make anxiety worse. So that's not the appropriate exit route. So typically those with anxiety disorders and if they're being treated also with prescription drugs, they may also exhibit the nail biting, what is called small jaw movements, but they with no tooth contact, they call it jaw play, and also gum chewing, lots of gum chewing. You know, if you have TMJ where, you know, you got tight jaw muscles, gum chewing would be a nightmare. Medical science hopes to successfully treat the social and other types of anxiety and alleviate the tooth grinding. Research did appear on this in the Journal of Oral Rehabilitation. So if you tend to be an anxious type of person, if you've been through some stuff, you know, right, some stuff that is worth mentioning, but you probably don't want to go through it, then you may be exhibiting tooth grinding at night. You feel very frustrated, anxious. You feel maybe trapped. You may feel like things are not in your control, and you don't know what will occur. Anxiousness is fear of what may happen. And fear is really from the devil. So I'm going to have some helpful suggestions here in a minute. I want to talk about another type of stress, too, we should not forget. The type of stress that grief or bereavement can bring is also known to be a trigger for teeth grinding or bruxism. So loss of life is traumatic, and the situation surrounding the loss can significantly contribute to extra stress and how we cope with the loss. So if you have anxiety and panic attack disorders and depression and stuff, the root of it could be centered around bereavement or a loss. So let's look at some natural options, though. In addition to our, you know, medical treatments people rely on for teeth grinding, they go to their dentist, they may get bite guards, maybe they'll go to get counseling, and they may be taking prescription drugs to manage their anxiousness. But I would also maybe ask you to look at the following. Plant-based calcium is a different type of calcium. It's not the same as animal calcium, and it can harden and strengthen the dentin of your teeth. So what I like to do is just take my liquid calcium formula, which is plant-based, and I just drip it on the teeth, take a sip of water, swish, swallow, and off we go. Valerian root It helps to remove a lot of stress from the nervous system, but without any addiction risk or sedation. Okay. Lobelia herb is a herb that will relax the jaw muscle if it's tight and remove all that clenching tightness. It was often used for lockjaw. You know, that's what the old timey herbalists used it for. Now lobelia herb, typically works better in a liquid. Let me put it that way. All right. So also natural vitamin B is helpful to support the nervous system, help remove, or help improve coping with your stress because your nervous system runs on B vitamins. So if you're low on Bs, you're going to feel more frazzled and not in control. Pretty much a nervous wreck, to say it plainly. And here's the other thing I like to, pass on is pray, because God answers prayer and he can remove stress. He can remove all those things that are bothering you at night. And one of the things I like to do is, give my conscious and subconscious mind a command saying no teeth grinding and no clenching. You'll be amazed. It's almost like the same command like you could give your mind, like, where did I put my car keys? Right? I mean, it's important. You may think it's silly, but it works. So you're going to find the plant-based calcium called the calcium formula, along with the valerian root and the lobelia called relaxation formula, and the natural Bs in the Body Foundation food mix at Apothecary Herbs. So they got that covered for you. So you'll be amazed what organic whole food nutrition can do for your system. You want to give your body the building blocks it needs to regenerate and heal itself. So give Apothecary Herbs a call. Their toll-free number in the United States and Canada is 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663. And of course, they do have a website. Jump on there and look around. ThePowerHerbs.com. ThePowerHerbs. Put an S at the end of herb.com, thepowerherbs.com. That's where your healthcare options just became endless because they give you amazing whole food, organic, powerful medicinal herbal tools and information to take your life back. Just get empowered. Boy, you talk about that's a stress reliever when you're in charge, right? Absolutely. They're having their holiday wellness event. You're going to save 35% off orders of $50 or more when you use the coupon wellness, and it's on their homepage. You can use that code over the phone, just say wellness, and or on your order form if you're mailing that in. But hurry, because the sale will expire on the first of the year. So if you want to stock up, get some things first of the year, that will go away. So thepowerherbs.com, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs. And I can see by the clock we're going to take a break. On the other side, more empowering info. Be right back.
Holy Spirit,
pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out?
When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at the 3Ws.thepowerherbs.com.
Thomas Edison invented the light bulb, Henry Ford the automobile, and herbalist Wendy Wilson? Well, discover for yourself. Listen to Herb Talk Live.
As men get older, they are subject to hormone imbalance. And when this happens, men can experience osteoporosis, memory loss, irritability, blood sugar imbalance, weight gain, enlarged prostate, erectile dysfunction, and risk of stroke. The human endocrine system manufactures hormones. Why not feed your system plant nutrition to make the hormones that are right for you? For centuries, these herbs have been used to balance the male hormone system. Men, you've waited long enough for the male hormone formula. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free 866-229-3663 for the male hormone formula. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. 866-229-3663, where your healthcare options just became endless.
Herb Talk Live has your HMO, herb medicine options, coming up next.
$22 million Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it. Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death. New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep. Call now to order 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663, or online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Money back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
That, Frank, in this time of the season when we're remembering the reason be the Lord Jesus Christ. So thanks, Frank, for that great bumper. Very, very good to honor the Lord that way. All right, we're going to talk about cholesterol for a little bit. Now, there's this new thing where, you know, instead of popping pills, prescription pills to lower your cholesterol, they have now an injectable version, a serum. But, you know, we've been told for years and years and years that your cholesterol level, if it's below 200, it's in a good range. So this new injectable drug is being used now to lower cholesterol. And, you know, the list of injectable drugs, Frank, is growing. Used to be, you know, just anesthesia and vaccines and anti-venom drugs were injected. But today, everyday medicines are being turned from pill form into a serum form. So for instance, birth control is now available in a shot, you know, vaccine type. You get it once every 12 months. Comes with a lot of side effects, though. Diabetic medicine is now available in a serum, and there seems to be this moving away from pills to injection form of medications. So this new treatment for high cholesterol is now available in a syringe. So we're going to take a look at it. Now, the term cholesterol comes from the Greek word choli, which means bile, and steros, meaning solid, so a solid bile. So cholesterol is, you know, really necessary. The body needs it throughout the human system. Also, animals are need it. It's really essential for all the structures of your cell membranes, okay? So without your cholesterol, your cells fall apart. And more specifically, cholesterol is necessary for our cells to pass signals and for nerve conduction, electrical impulses from the myelin sheath to your heart and to your brain. So when you see people on these anti-cholesterol drugs and they start to be forgetful, it's because they remove the cholesterol that the brain is needing. So cholesterol means bile solids, and scientific medicine started monitoring blood lipids like this in the 1930s. Then a cholesterol test was created in 1934, and by 1954, scientists stated there was a connection between cholesterol and heart disease, and they started distinguishing between good and bad cholesterol. So soon the drug companies created cholesterol-lowering medications, but those didn't distinguish between the cholesterol types, and they did have a lot of side effects. Later, the cholesterol drugs, we're told, got more sophisticated, and we're only targeting the bad LDL cholesterol. Now, the New England Journal of Medicine, they had a chart, and they had a chart of diseases that were listed in 1812. Guess what? Heart disease and cholesterol, not on it. Yep, not on it. So the diseases in their chart were, you know, things like hernia, jaundice, bowel inflammation, insanity, lockjaw, there it is again, sore throat, suicide, sudden death, syphilis, things like that. So, but, cholesterol, not on there. And let's look at this injectable cholesterol drug for just a second here. It's called Repatha. And it's made with a monoclonal antibody. And so you may say, well, what the heck's that? Well, it's made in a laboratory. It's created laboratory proteins, and it's designed to bind to substances inside the human body. Now, sometimes the protein will be designed to bind to cancer cells, and they use it in cancer drugs. Sometimes the protein will be designed to carry out simple delivery of medication to a specific target. Sometimes they'll do that by using radioactive poisons to attack cancer cells, and they'll use that protein to help it bind. Now, the Repatha cholesterol injectable drug is promoted to reduce the bad cholesterol, and the manufacturer is Amgen Incorporated. They're in Thousand Oaks, California, and they state in clinical trials their drug lowered cholesterol by a whopping 71%. And it did get FDA approval in 2015. And you're supposed to use this injectable cholesterol drug once a month or twice a month, depending on what your doctor recommends. Patients are instructed to give themselves an injection in different parts of the body, like arm, thigh, or stomach, to avoid scarring and tenderness and bruising areas. Now, according to the manufacturer, this serum needs refrigeration, and it's not to be injected if it has any floating particles in it or it's changed color. So physicians and the drug manufacturer recommend patients use the drug in combinations with a healthy lifestyle. So some patients will be prescribed this Repatha injectable with other cholesterol or cardiovascular drugs. So if patients are looking for a cure of cholesterol problems from this injection, and they're going to be disappointed. According to the literature on this drug, it states, Amgen put this on the insert in with the drug. It says, Repatha helps to control cholesterol, but it won't cure your condition. Okay, this is symptom management, see. So the FDA's description of this drug says, Repatha is an antibody
that targets a specific protein called PCSK9. The antibody reduces the number of receptors on the liver, which removes the LDL cholesterol from the blood. By blocking the receptors, other receptors are available to get rid of the LDL cholesterol and lower the level. Controlled trials showed an average reduction of LDL cholesterol of approximately 60%. Evaluation of Repatha to lower your heart attack and stroke risk is still ongoing. The FDA agency protects the public health, they say, by assuring the safety, effectiveness, and security of human, veterinarian, drugs, vaccines, and other biological products and medical devices. End of quote. Aha. So the FDA did state there are some side effects, and here are the side effects. Cold symptoms, upper respiratory tract infections, influenza, back pain, allergic reactions, pain, inflammation, and bruising at the injection site. So don't you know that they called this an antibody? An antibody. See, your immune system's supposed to make those. Well, let's look at the other side effects, because according to a lot of other information on the Repatha injectable anti-cholesterol drug, patients who have a history of kidney disease, liver disease, or have a latex allergy should not use this. Patients under the age of 13 should not be using it. Frequent blood tests need to be done. They're required to check for organ failure, of course, your liver. Also, the manufacturer admits that they have not tested the drug with regards to use with pregnancy, nursing mothers, or people with cancer. And the manufacturer does not recommend using the drug with other non-prescribed medicines, illegal drugs, diet pills, supplements, and herbs. Common side effects that they list for this injectable are, we just went over the flu-like symptoms, dizziness, also stomach pain, that kind of thing. But there's serious side effects they also list. But, of course, you know, if there's 10 or more symptoms of side effects on the drugstore printout, the serious side effects may not make the list. Allergic reactions, of course, severe itching, hives, breathing problems, and swelling of the face, lips, tongue, and throat. Otherwise, maybe anaphylactic shock and possibly respiratory arrest. And what does this thing cost? Well, a Repatha vaccine attempts to dictate which protein helps your liver to filter the blood of the bad cholesterol. So the serum itself is contained in what is described as a sure-click auto-injected, similar to an EpiPen, okay? And the pen with the serum costs around $1,200. So that's a lot of money to spend on a treatment that offers no cure except symptom management, don't you think? The treatment essentially artificially lowers the cholesterol numbers, and if you come off the treatment, the cholesterol condition remains. So it's not a cure of your condition. It just artificially lowers your numbers to give you the illusion of wellness. That's how I look at it. Well, the National Cholesterol Education Program, that was founded in 1985, it has suggested that cholesterol in the blood causes arteriosclerosis and heart disease. And based on this hypothesis, and that's what it is, a hypothesis, the scientists and the drug companies developed a bunch of statin drugs. So the public was convinced that it was the plaque from the cholesterol that caused their heart disease. Now, the concept that cholesterol was the problem was developed by science in 1910. Cholesterol became more of a problem after the Great Depression and World War II, when food production changed and convenience foods were introduced. So today, 30 million people worldwide, that's 28% of United States adults, are on a statin medicine, one of the world's best-selling drugs. So the U.S. National Library of Medicine published this report in June 2016 that there is no scientific link established between cholesterol and heart disease. In fact, the study published in October 2015 in Critical Care Medicine Journal said the statin drugs cause heart attacks and strokes. So according to holistic physician David Brownstein, they don't tell doctors in medical school that 50% of the heart attack patients have normal cholesterol, right? They have normal cholesterol. So fat and cholesterol are healthy resources of energy for the body and important for cell integrity, Brownstein says. If you take a statin drug, you undermine all that. But, of course, doctors are taught to prescribe, see. Here's what Dr. Brownstein, author of The Statin Disaster, he says this. Patients with low LDL bad cholesterol levels coupled with low triglyceride levels had an astonishing 990% risk of dying. Well, that's what happens when you take the drug, see. Researchers at East Texas Medical Center found that patients taking Lipitor statin drug for 6 months develop heart problems and heart failure. Uh-oh. This is what the U.S. National Library of Medicine Systemic Review says. The bad LDL cholesterol helps you live longer. Right? So the scientists back in 1910, they got it wrong. See? And it was built on faulty science back in 1910. And they tell us herbs are nothing because they're ancient? Uh-huh. Well, so they go on to say, as LDL cholesterol went down, all causes of mortality went up. The higher the LDL was linked to lower all, the higher LDL was linked to lower all cause mortality. So, yeah. So the bad LDL cholesterol is necessary for health, apparently. That's what they're trying to say. When you take your statin drugs, it wipes it out and you got heart problem, heart failure, heart attack, stroke. Here's an expert review, March 2015, published in the Expert Review of Clinical Pharmacology, which used a relative risk reduction process with regards to the safety and effectiveness of your cholesterol drugs, and they concluded a slim margin of 1% of those using the drug may benefit from it. Wow. I guess that kind of just, you know, kicks that 71% margin to the curb that drug companies proclaim. So this proves that clinical trial studies on statin medicines were manipulated statistically, submitted to the FDA to guarantee drug approval. The review also listed side effects the medical community and the media don't report to the public. And here is the additional side effects when you take statin anti-cholesterol lowering drugs. Cancer, cataracts, diabetes, congestive cognitive impairment, of course, we mentioned that, you know, short-term memory problems, and musculoskeletal disorders. So you may be wondering, though, how a drug can do so much damage. Well, aside from lowering the cholesterol that your body needs to function, the drug also removes necessary nutrients and enzymes, leaving the patient vulnerable to other diseases. So here is an expert review who concluded, one, cholesterol drugs inhibit your vitamin K2, which protects your arteries from calcification and without it causes plaque formation. Two, cholesterol drugs cause mitochondria damage. Cholesterol drugs are toxic and are poison to the energy centers of your cells and damage your heart cells. Oh, lovely. Three, cholesterol drugs inhibit and deplete the system of coenzyme Q10, an antioxidant that helps pump oxygen into your heart muscle. And cholesterol drugs interfere with the selenium protein needed to prevent oxidative stress and cell damage. So if you feel like you're falling apart on a cholesterol, anti-cholesterol drug, that would be why. Another expert interviewed, I interviewed Shane Ellison. Remember him, Frank? He was on the show here. He had written a book, Over the Counter Natural Cures. And Shane is a former chemist by trade. Used to work for the drug companies. So his book, it does explain in very plain, easy-to-understand language how these drugs act in your body, okay? So he says statin drugs will lower testosterone and affects your libido. He says hormones also are necessary for neurotransmitters, thyroid function, and gland function. So these drugs attack all those areas as well. They inhibit those. According to Shane Ellison, in addition to the side effects listed already, There are additional diseases patients will acquire from using cholesterol-lowering drugs, such as neurological diseases. He says Lou Gehrig's disease, or ALS, destroys your nerve cells in the brain and spinal cord. This risk was discovered by the WHO and the FDA while they were monitoring adverse event reports on patients on cholesterol drugs. So neurological damage occurs in a third of the patients taking statin drugs, whereas the national average for the disease would be, you ready, 0.0005%. Wow, a third of the patients. So what's that, hundreds of thousands, Frank, can have a neurological disorder because of the drug therapy for cholesterol that was wrong in 1910. Wow. Here is a quote from Shane Ellison. He says, your trust is misplaced if you think the FDA is looking out for you. Statin drugs have killed and injured more people than the government has acknowledged. The FDA has a very low bar for drug approvals. Natural cholesterol is not a poison to you. Statin drugs are. End of quote. Just imagine. So balancing your cholesterol is important. So since the human body needs cholesterol to function, the problem is, you know, created when there is an imbalance. That's where you have a problem. So the body reacts to foods. Everything you put in the body, it's reactive. So cholesterol will become imbalanced when we eat foods that create a lot of mucus conditions. So dairy products and white refined flour create mucus in the body, and it disrupts your natural cholesterol balance. So this stems from a lot of cheese, milk, ice cream, yogurt, refined wheat, baked goods, you know. So when you want to rebalance the system, get off that stuff. Just can't have it. And a lot of times you can use a lot of herbal organ cleanses to help move the mucus out of the body. There's a lot of herbs that do that. And it can jumpstart your process of balancing and healing. So people, when they say, well, I don't have milk anymore. Well, they forget cheese. That's the number one thing I see over and over again. Cheese is 10 times the concentration of milk. It's like 10 glasses of milk and a slice of cheese. It takes a lot of milk to make cheese. Very mucousy to the body. So very bad for the cardiovascular system, because we're not supposed to nurse on a cow. We're just not. And then you go, well, where am I going to get my calcium? We've been brainwashed to think we can only get calcium from milk, cow's milk. No, green leafy vegetables has calcium. Oranges has calcium. Herbs have calcium. And when you look at your natural plants that have calcium, the chemistry is always identical. Two parts calcium paired with one part boron, one part magnesium. It's the way the body absorbs calcium. It has to have those two other elements or it can't absorb calcium. And when you have that balance and that chemistry balance like that, you can get a lot more done with plant-based calcium than you could with a supplement of calcium that's, you know, like ground up seashells or cow bones or anything like that. So it's the plant-based calcium the body likes. And you'd be amazed. You don't need mega doses. Okay. That's all lab derived BS on synthetic stuff. All right. So if you're looking to not only improve the dentin on your teeth, but also, you know, to get, your cholesterol under control and get off the dairy, but still get your calcium, use the plant-based calcium formula that the folks at Apothecary Herbs have. Yeah. And here's the thing. You don't use it every day. You use it every other day. It's like a slow time release of calcium into the system. And if you're low in calcium, if you're depleted, you may need to be on, let's say you have osteoporosis, for instance, you may need to be taking something of that nature for about 3 or 4 months, and then you don't have to take it anymore. Your bones are all well again. You may need to take a maintenance dose from time to time if you get depleted again, but it's not something that you have to take every day the rest of your life. See, that's the difference. This isn't disease management. This is getting well again. This is getting balanced. This is getting back to our original health, see? Right? That's right. So go to thepowerherbs.com. They have a bunch of cleanses up there for men and women. If you need, you know, plants to help your endocrine system balance the way it makes hormones for you, you can let the body do its thing that way and, you know, avoid a lot of the other stuff that's, you know, risk to a lot of diseases like cancer if you're getting hormone replacement. If you want to strengthen the heart muscle and protect it from lack of oxygen and blood flow, hawthorn berries with flavonoids have been scientifically known to do that, while being a vasodilator, a natural vasodilator for you. Helps with the fibrinogen protein, so the red blood cells don't stick together and cause clots. I mean, you've got natural solutions for everyday problems that don't cause a lot of risk. God did that. He provided that. He says from Genesis to Revelation, my herbs are here for the service of man and the healing of the nation. God can't lie. He just can't. So if we're gonna believe his word, we need to act on it because you know them by their fruits, how people behave and how they act. So I trust in God's herbs. I've seen miracles over and over again. And each time it shocks me and amazes me. And I smile and I go, well, you know, what was I expecting? But, you know, something good out of that. So they have a heart formula up there. They have a cardiovascular area. Now diet's king because you can change your DNA in 6 days with a healthy diet. So definitely take advantage of that. Again, it's what you're putting in the system that's going to have a reaction. So that's how much power you have. Food, spices, medicinal herbs, you have all that power. You can change DNA. You can encourage stem cell production. You can lower your own cholesterol and blood pressure just by lifestyle. Mediterranean diet, highly recommended. Usually people in the Mediterranean don't have cancer, diabetes, or heart disease because of the omega-3 fatty acids and amino acids. And, of course, the pigments in the fresh fruits and vegetables, they get a lot of beta-carotene. So we've gotten away from health because of how we eat and how we medicate. We need to get back to the basics. We got to need to get back to nature. We got to get back to the laws of wellness God set out for us. You know, how stupid are we that we just neglected that? Well, you know, we were taught the wrong way. Let's just face it. You know, we were listening to our elders and we've been listening to doctors who are also taught the wrong way in a lot of instances, and they are taught to prescribe, not to correct. They're just managing diseases, not correcting them. I think medicine's got a great thing going in trauma care. You know, life-saving trauma care. But for the internal medicine disorders, they're just managing your symptoms until you die of the disease. And it's more lucrative. Sick people, give them the illusion of health, and it's more lucrative for the industry, but it's certainly not good in the long run for anybody. We're living longer, but we're not living vital, healthy lives. We're propped up by drugs. That's not the way it should be. It's common, but it's not normal. I'm out of time. I will see you after the holiday, and I hope you have a blessed and healthy Christmas holiday. Be safe out there. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice, if you dare, from a licensed medical physician before you use any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, I wish you all to be well.